You see, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Dennis Mason, DennisMason, date of birth 03/21/1941, date of appointment August 8, 2023, requesting a physician, Brooke McBride, NP, BROOKEMCBRIDE, nurse practitioner. Dear Brooke McBride, I have the pleasure of seeing Dennis Mason today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who came to my office with his wife. He has a loss of balance. He fell many times. He is walking with the cane, no back issue. Feet are numb, no pain, legs are weak, no neck pain. He has a weakness of the hand. He feels dizzy when he gets up from laying position to the standing position. He is about to, dizziness means about to fall, an imbalance of the gait, having ringing in the ears also. Past medical history. History of syncope, tremors, neuropathy, gait ataxia, hearing loss, hypertension, benign prostatic hyperplasia, neuropathy, COPD, peripheral arterial disease, pneumonia, atrial fibrillation, past surgical history, knee replacement, surgical removal of the skin lesion, vasectomy, allergy, no non-drug allergy, medications, ascorbic acid, aspirin 81 milligram, celecoxib, cholecalciferol, fluticasone, gabapentin, ketorolac, metoprolol, multivitamin, pravastatin, B-complex. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, married, live with his wife, have four children, family history, mother deceased due to stroke, father deceased, had the same problem, one sister, alive and healthy, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo, numbness, tingling, joint stiffness, poor control of the bladder. Physical examination. Blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremities present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, left eye is blind. there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10, 5 or 5, deep tender reflex is 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands, but it is decreased in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan, 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, dizziness. Number 4, labyrinthitis. Number 5, left eye visual loss. Next paragraph. At this time, I advised him to keep on taking vitamin B complex and use his walker or cane all the time. Patient does not have any pain in the legs, so he does not require any medication. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities, but patient has a edema in the lower extremities, so EMG cannot be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office for as needed basis. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.